Hello and welcome back to Welfare Daily, where we celebrate the best bits from longer interviews on running. I'm Amy Lane, and today's podcast clip is from an interview that was recorded with runner, podcaster and author Adrian Herbert. Pre-lockdown, we did a few laps of a London park to talk about why and how running has become such a big part of her life. Here's that clip.
You know, when you become a new mum, anyone who's got young kids will relate that you suddenly don't have any time to yourself, ever. And although it's wonderful and all the rest of it, it's a big change, it's a big shock. And when I was out running, even though it was just 15 minutes, I was on my own and I could be selfish. I could just, you know what I mean? Like, no one needed me, no one, you know. Yeah, started it as quite a solitary thing for me. And although it sounds quite negative, it did eventually become very positive. You know, I started to meet other runners, join like different running communities, entered races and started to see that so many people run, all for different reasons, you know, different ages, shapes, sizes, abilities, and everyone's so encouraging and welcoming. Like, you know, when you go to watch a race or when you're in a race, if it's a park run or a cancer research or a marathon, whatever it is, there's people there who don't even know you, smiling at you, clapping, cheering you on, going, well done, you're amazing. And it's like, when do strangers do that for one another? Running just brings out the best in people. And I think for me, when I'm not running, if I go to watch a race and I cheer, you know, I get like tears in my eyes because I watch people and I'll see their name on their bib and I don't know them, but I'm like, come on, Dave, you can do it. And like, obviously you see people's different charity vests or you see why they're running. And when I did actually run my first marathon, which was London, I ran to raise money for epilepsy research. And you know, there was a part of me that thought it was difficult because Rob has never been able to run the marathon. And like I said, he was training.
So has he had to stop running since?
Well, for a long time he did have to, yeah. Luckily he's running again now, but for a long time he wasn't able to. And I think I had more fear and anxiety than him. He'd be like, I'm fine, I can go for a run.
Has that ever been difficult within your relationship? So he's had to, he sounds like he was very active before it all happened.
Yeah.
And then there was potentially perhaps a time when he wasn't, but yet you were getting more and more active.
He's always been supportive, but I think, yeah, there was definitely times when he probably felt frustrated. So with the London Marathon, for example, I said, right, I'm not a distance runner, Amy, I've got to tell you. And when I got offered the place with Adidas, I said to them, yes, I'll do it, amazing. And then I went home and went, oh my gosh, what did you just say yes to? You can't run a marathon. The longest run I'd ever done at that point was 8 miles.
See, that's really interesting because obviously there is this perception that I think that fitness influencers could do anything.
Yeah, for sure.
But yet you were having panic.
Yeah, because it's so specific, you know. Growing up, like I said, I did athletics, but I was a sprinter. There's nothing about endurance that I'd kind of tried and prepared for. So I said yes. And then, as I said, I knew that Rob never got to run his place. He had deferred it and then couldn't do it. So I said, right, I'll run for epilepsy research. I knew that he'd be cheering me on all the way through the training and on the day. He was there with Jude. So when I saw them at mile 12, he was on Rob's shoulders and he was, honestly, I've got this video. It actually made me cry where they're filming and obviously they see me running and I'm with AJ, my friend AJ, and we're running towards them. And then as we run off, because obviously you see them, you see your family, you're like, woo, off you go. After they've waited like an hour just to see you for 5 seconds. And then as I run off, you can hear Jude waving, going, that's my mummy! And I just thought, oh my gosh, you know, as I said, anyone who's been to a race or run a race like that, there's so many different reasons for people to run. And it just, oh, I just love it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Welfare Daily. Remember, if you like the show, then you can listen to the full episodes here on Spotify. And please don't forget to rate and review so other runners can find us too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.